Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Colton Pouncey just tweeted out at this hour that Lions offensive coordinator John Morton says he had conversations with Jameson Williams about getting him the ball more. Said he understands if J-Mo was pissed at him, but said J-Mo has been great about the lack of opportunities. Morton, quote, "I'm going to do a better job with that." What do you make of that?
I think it's interesting. It's acknowledging that they've got this weapon that they just haven't utilized a ton of. But as we talked over with Jared Goff, we started looking at numbers and things like that and number of plays called and all that. I think a lot of it has to do with, and then you bring up the their 22nd and third down conversions. They need to pick up first down so they have more plays.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you can take more chances with a guy like J-Mo. But I think people automatically think of Jameson Williams as being this deep threat because he is, because of his speed. And not enough of just as part of the regular offense and crossing passes, this guy can take it to the house every time he touches the football. Yes, they need to get him the ball more. I agree with it. But I think that the number one thing that they have to do as an offense in general is just have more plays. Because they're not, I would imagine their number of plays run is down significantly, I would guess, just based on Goff passing plays. He's averaged less than 30 passes per game outside of the first game of the year. They threw it 39 in the first game, and I don't know if they've thrown it 30 times since.
It's really interesting. I hadn't looked at that till you brought it up. Number of plays, when you have either quick strikes or low possession games, which typically aren't quick strikes. Typically, that's because you're running the ball well. You end up with this your number of plays you get to run is down, and a lot of people aren't getting to put up big numbers. All that's irrelevant if you're winning, right? All of it's irrelevant if you're winning.
It becomes certainly, I don't know if it's irrelevant. It's less relevant for sure.
Yeah.
But it becomes relevant with some people, but J-Mo hasn't complained.
No.
But it becomes relevant in Philadelphia. Hey, they're winning games, but boy, their receiver isn't happy about it. He wants to be more involved, and he's been vocal about it. So I think it has a relevance. I'm not sure if it's not irrelevant.
I used to do this where I get wrapped up in that stuff and lose sight of the winning.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're supposed to win the games. That's what matters. These are things that help you win, but don't call plays to prove a point. I think if you're calling plays to prove a point, you end up losing 13-10 to an underdog Michigan team in Columbus last November. But
you don't want to force anything, but I think we can all agree with that Bucs game. They left a lot of points on the board, it seemed like. And that might be, the answer might be,
oh yeah,
get Jameson Williams the ball more. They're having issues, like you want more plays, Gator, and I agree, they're low on plays. They're like bottom third in the league in plays. Convert those third downs, and maybe Jameson Williams is that third down guy. You know, I mean, years past it was Tim Patrick or Josh Reynolds. Maybe it's Jameson Williams this year. When it's third and intermediate or whatever, get him the ball and move the chains.
Okay. Gator asked, how much do you want this guy? Jim Bowden came out with his list of free agents and contract predictions. Did you see this?
I did not.
Okay. This is a player you've been talking about forever, and he lists as the number one guy out there.
Kyle Tucker.
Yep. Do you want Kyle Tucker?
Yes, I want Kyle Tucker.
Do you want Kyle Tucker at 10 years, $427 million?
No. No, I don't. He's 28 right now, and I don't think he's a $40 million a year player. I don't. You look at his numbers in his career, and I really like Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker has never hit more than 30 home runs in a season. He has 2 years in his career where he's driven in more than 100 runs. This past year, playing in Chicago with the Cubs, 22 homers, 73 RBIs, and hitting .266. 841 OPS. He's a really good player. And he's a career 865 OPS. That's really good. But the $40 million a year player threshold, to me, that's like guys that have high 800s or in the 900 OPS. Guys are going to hit 40 home runs. Guys are going to drive in 100 runs every year. That's where that's relevant to that number. That's that number is ridiculous. And I don't think that Kyle Tucker is going to get a 10-year, $425 million contract.
127.
Worse, yeah.
Okay, you don't think he's going to get that?
No.
The Dodgers and Yankees are still out there. Uh-huh. The Mets are still out there.
Sure. Yeah.
Why do you think Jim Bowden came up with this number then?
I don't know. I don't know why Jim Bowden comes up with a number. Jim Bowden has floated a lot of things out there over the years. I think he's entertaining. I think he's got some insight. But I also think that sometimes you just throw stuff up against the wall and see if it sticks. And this might be one of those things. I mean,
it's pretty detailed.
Yeah, but can you see paying a player a 10-year contract over $40 million a year for somebody who really isn't? I mean, he's,
you know,
productive.
What he is? He's just the next guy up as everything goes up. And yeah, he'd be getting paid more than Aaron Judge. And I would rather have Aaron Judge than Kyle Tucker. But
well, that's a whole different. Yeah,
but that's
what Judge will get.
It doesn't
different.
Matter because it's the next year and the price of players goes. I was wondering how much you loved Kyle Tucker, and now I know not that much.
No, I think he's a $30 million a year player. I don't think he's a $40 million player. And do I love him for 10 years? Absolutely not. I don't like 10-year contracts for anybody unless they're in the early 20s.
Yeah, at 28, I mean, you get the sense that this is one of those contracts that you sign it knowing that the last few years are going to be painful, but you sign it for the here and the now. The number two player is another bat, left-handed bat, who had 56 home runs this year, and one of the potential landing spots is considered to be the Detroit Tigers team with the best fit.
For Kyle Schwarber?
Yep. Do you want Kyle Schwarber for 5 years and $160 million?
So that's 31 a year? Or 32. 32 a year, whatever the heck that is? That's a lot more intriguing to me than...
he's just a DH.
Yeah. He is just a DH, but he's a very productive DH. Here's what he's done over the last 4 years, starting in 2022. 46 homers, 47 homers, 38 homers, and this year with 56. The last 4 years, RBI totals, 94, 104, 104, 132. His OPS, 827, 817, 851, 928. His strikeout totals, 200, 215, 197, 197. But he's a guy that gets on base over 100 points higher than his batting average in his career, and has come up with monster home runs, big left-handed stick. And I know there's some metrics that show that it's because the ballpark that he hit in, that he hit so many home runs, that if he were at Comerica Park, it wouldn't be near that total of the 56. But he's still north of 40. And for a guy who's 32 years old, how many years did you say this deal would be?
5 years.
I'm interested. It limits you what you can do. I mean, can Schwarber play any kind of first base in a pinch? Would they need that? Looking at his fielding throughout his career, he's played a bunch of games in the outfield in his career, and he's only played 11 games at first base. So I think his days in the outfield are done. So he's a full-time DH. That limits you with what you do with, like, Kerry Carpenter, or if you get an extra outfielder or whatever you're going to look at there. But there's no questioning that production. It's massive.
It is. And of the teams listed that could be going after and best fits, Philly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
These Mets Tigers. Now, are they on this list because everybody sees that they have money to spend? And
no, they're also a very good baseball
team. They are a good baseball team.
Does he have Pete Alonso on the list?
He does.
He's
the number three free agent.
For the Tigers?
He's not.
Okay.
Mets, Phillies, Red Sox, Mariners, Rangers, 6 years, 182.
So another $30 million a year guy who has put up massive home run totals throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's 30 years old, and in the 7 years he's played, yeah, that's 264 home runs in 7 years. He's been great. Another high strikeout guy, but not as high as Schwarber. But there's some inconsistencies there. But he does play first base. He's right-handed. But for all those people clamoring for that right-handed bat, there it is.
People are clamoring for less strikeouts, though.
Yeah, less strikeouts. And looking at his on-base percentage, it's 90 points over his career, 90 points over his batting average, which is good. Not great, but good. Solid. Would I rather have Alonso or would I rather have Schwarber? Schwarber seems like more intriguing to me, but I don't know. I kind of like both of them. I'm not sure the Tigers should go after either one of them, though.
Right. It's Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.